And see you later. Bye-bye.
I mean, there are two places where we, you know, we kill and kill more than we've ever killed before, and that is D.C. and Sacramento.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I wanted to just let you gentlemen know that as an end user to your web page, I have ordered a number of high-quality products.
All right.
My 10-year-old...
Why are you, what are you doing cutting him off?
Because we don't need to whore it out.
My
already
God.
Whored, we already whored out the coffee mugs today.
No, I have to say, please. People are satisfied.
Hello.
Absolutely.
Don and Mike show.
Satisfied as they are with an O'Mara's meal.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Mike.
Hello, yes.
Jim West from Spokane, the mayor. I was wondering if you sell young men on your website.
If we what on the website?
Sell young men.
Show young men?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Would it help?
Hold on.
Can you translate?
Yeah, no. The guy actually... Goodbye. Funny concept.
Yeah.
He's calling as the pedophile mayor of Spokane, who we talked about, wondering if we have a page for young boys on our website.
Yeah, of course
See,
we do.
Funny.
Yes, but it's all about the execution. I'm glad you were able to translate that call.
I think it's the new headphones.
Yep.
And pretty soon you're going to have those mugs with the kid from Two and a Half Men. So you want to order that
men,
early.
Men.
Como.
I don't even watch it.
I know. Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello.
We're last making chance. Rob go to the upper register a lot today.
Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello. I'm a long time listener.
What's up? What did you say? You know, second of having trouble hearing people today. What the F is wrong with your phone? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. Hello there.
God.
Don and Mike show.
The new Poland phone.
Hello.
Hello.
And you're gone too. Hello. Don and Mike.
Hello, ass fathers.
Are we all in that category?
Yes. Of course.
Sacramento caller.
Yes. Hi, ass listener. What can we do for you?
You guys are great.
Okay, you want to end it right there?
You want to wrap it up?
No.
Of course
not. One more thing.
Yeah,
What happened to the fag thingy that you guys used to play?
Oh, the sound effect.
Oh, you mean, this thing?
Fag! Yeah, that thing's great.
It's still in there, but it's been replaced by...
Homo.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, listen, you got your choice of...
Fag!
Which was okay, but...
Homo.
I mean, that's got a life of its own.
Sure does.
All right, guys. That's all I got.
Okay, and because you called to ask about that, that would mean...
Homo.
He prefers...
Fag, yeah, but there you are. Thank you.
I like them together.
Homo.
Thank you.
Okay. Goodbye. Get out of here. See you later. We'll be back after this, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Who's this?
This is a very special call. Hello, is this G. Gordon Liddy?
Yes, it is.
This is Regis Philbin. How are you?
Hey, Reg.
How are you, Gordon?
I'm fine, thank you. I'm
Don and Mike Show. Blissfully nude. Don and Mike.
Here we are. It's a trip a day in the month of May to Las Vegas, courtesy of Independence Air. Official airline of the Don and Mike Show now flying to Seattle, San Diego, San Francisco, and L.A. Fly I and get your happy bags game tag to D. FlyEye.com and go your own way. We'll give away another trip on today's show. We'll do that not now. We'll do that later. Let's see what's happening here. Don and Mike, hello. Hello.
Yeah, this is Bernie Meyer. Do you know where we're lucky to hear you guys in Canada anymore? Because the WBF station got turned over to one of those crappy FM ones.
We've mentioned this before. Mention it again. We had nothing to do with it. However, Infinity is finally going to put us on the web. We'll have information to DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Awesome. Thanks, Buzz.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Did you say
you're,
Buzz?
You're welcome, sir.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Incidentally, are you married?
No, I'm 25 years old. I have a long-term girlfriend, though.
Really? Would you like to swing with my wife, Marcia, and I?
Yeah, no problem.
All right. We'll be up to Canada this weekend.
Okay.
How about a little girl-on-girl action and you and me together? How would you feel about that? Have you ever fantasized about being with me, Buzz Burbank?
Use your real name,
Buzz. Buzz, yes, but I mean, like, Like, as long as you don't touch me, I'll be fine.
I just like to watch.
Yeah, it's fine.
I like heavy petting to a point.
Who doesn't, though?
Amen, sir.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
This has been Buzz saying bye-bye. Buzz, did you say actually anything during that whole call? The guy thought he was talking to you.
I just said thank you when he thanked me for helping him with that information.
I don't think we should send. I don't think we should send the show to Canada. Can we block it somehow?
Why not?
All right, get out of here. Go to the internet. We'll be on there shortly enough.
Blame Canada.
Okay, I've got too many things. We've had too much stuff happening today. Mm-hmm. There's a great
homo,
Craig Wilson, that we're probably not going to get to today.
Wow.
You'll have to look for that yourself online. We do want to call the idiot that is speaking in line, go online for that guy that's in line for the Star Wars movie.
Jeff Tweeden.
That's him. Well, it opens tonight at midnight. So we better call him or that bit is done forever.
Oh, so it's Wednesday, not Friday, huh?
Right. Thursday. Or actually Thursday.
Oh, that's right. Thursday is
midnight
what they're
on
doing.
Thursday.
The oddball.
Now, this is a story that caught my eye, and I saw it repeated on, I think, The View.
Okay.
And they didn't really give the story justice. It's a feel-good, but it's so great that it's got to be, if I was doing a news show,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not, but this would be my lead.
Sure.
There is a guy, a Vietnam vet. This is in New York.
Right.
And he wants to go buy a copy of The Exorcist. He wants to go to the Staten Island Mall to buy a video of The Exorcist.
Mm-hmm.
Incidentally, did I mention he's in a wheelchair?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because he's a Vietnam vet.
Okay.
So, he gets on the bus. There are three kids, three teens, three roughies.
Punks, hooligans.
They set his chair on fire.
Well, that's not nice.
The flames quickly engulfed his entire chair.
Wow.
Including his sack. His bag, mm-hmm. not his sack, but his bag.
Yeah, probably his little canvas satchel.
That had Greek classics like Odyssey. As the fire started to spread up his body,
mm-hmm.
everybody on the bus turned and looked, and no one knew what to do. There was a woman there who had recently given birth. She had pumped her breasts before she got on the bus.
Wow.
She walked up to the Vietnam vet guy,
uh-huh.
whose wheelchair was on fire.
Oh, my God.
Opened up the bottle, poured the breast milk on the guy, and put out the fire.
With breast milk.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that not a
hero
good or what?
That hero. Good.
Wow.
Now, is that good or...
Oh,
that is
and you know, it's part. What? It's all part of the circle of life.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Wow. Hello. Hey, Asiomikas. What ever happened to the phone scan? I missed the music. I need it back.
Listen, go buy an Elvis record if you need the music. The phone scan is during the entire show, which is why I broke in to take your call. I saw the lines were ringing.
And is that all you had to say?
Is that it?
Well.
Hey, thank you.
Wool.
Thank you for your help.
That's a, yeah. And why does well turn into wool when people are going to say something negative?
Ooh.
Well, then why did you wrap the car around the tree? Well, you got to understand. It's
Do you think it's too warm for me to wear my well sweater?
Well, I don't know,
What about that little girl that fell in the wool?
Now, another thing would be, but what if it was a positive? And I go, well, doesn't that look nice?
Mm-hmm.
You see, but if I'm going to say something negative, it's like, well, you kicked me where it counts.
Okay, Pat.
I don't know what's going on here.
Who is the star of Arliss?
Robert Wool. Robert Wool. I walked right into that Robert Wool.
But the proper pronunciation of well can also be used when one is being sarcastic and caustic. For example, well, aren't we full of ourselves today?
I wish you wool.
You know who would do that?
Who?
Orson Wolves.
Oh, no. And then, of course, H.G. Wolves.
Yeah, he's good, too.
Right.
Okay. Rob, stay tuned. Stay tuned. Don't go far.
I'm right here.
I don't often say this to you.
I am here.
But this is news that will make Rob elated.
Well, okay. Lay it on us.
Almost 28 years after his death, Elvis Presley can now be seen in a radically different light. There is a photograph that is currently floating on the internet. We don't have it yet. We put it up on our website. A photograph from an Elvis home movie. One of these things that they just uncovered. You know, they just had the big special with Priscilla.
Right.
Okay. Elvis Presley is seen wearing a Nazi helmet.
Oh, dear.
And giving a Nazi salute in pictures taken in his grainy half-hour home film.
Oh, E.
The movies,
oh, not that too, Elvis.
The movies are from the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And they're on a boat. He's on a boat.
Hey, man, look at this stuff that
hey,
I got.
Put on your Nazi hat and let's do some Heil Hitler.
Seek Heil, baby.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, come on, Jack.
How you doing?
Me.
Hey.
How great, Mein Kampf.
How great.
I'd like to try to do my latest record. I tried it last night.
Elvis the Nazi.
I don't know the words to it, so I had to read it. Forgive it up. Just, you know, please forgive us.
I love that. Never give it up. Anyway,
it's like, Rob's is like, hey, you got Elvis in my Nazi. Wait, hold on. You got Nazi in my Elvis. Two great days. It tastes great together.
Jesus.
Wow.
Well,
this is the Nazi.
He keeps giving.
He does.
Hi, everybody.
On our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com, we have a picture today of the latest beautiful brown sugar that Bill Maher is in love with, in lust with, banging.
This isn't the one that was mad at him.
No, this is not Coco. Not the girl who didn't get the palimony. And I mean,
Coco was pretty hot.
This
was her name. Hot Coco.
Both of these chicks are hot Coco. This is his new gal pal. Her name is Corrine Steffens. And let me see. Here's her picture, Mike. It'll be on our website.
Oh.
Let me tell you that she's been with, besides Bill Maher, LL Cool J, Ladies Love Cool James, also Jay-Z, and R. Kelly. Plus, she's dated Vin Diesel, Shaq, Usher, Ja Rule, Fred Durst, and Ice Cube.
Well, let me see a close-up of her.
She's been around.
Wow.
She's been around, baby.
Look at her. Oh, look at that bad girl.
You know who she looks a little like is the girl that's on CSI that was also on 24. I can't think of her name. She was on Friends, too. She got blowed up real good on 24.
Oh, yeah.
How long ago did she get blowed up real good?
Only like 16 hours ago.
Not Aisha Taylor.
That's it. That's a Tyler. Aisha Tyler.
Right.
That's
the girl from Talk Soup.
Yeah, exactly.
She is hot.
Yeah, this is a hot one here.
She's very cute.
Very nice.
And now I'm going to need some special music for like sensitive music?
I do.
Oh, okay. We do.
Because it's about Ellen.
DeGeneres?
Yeah.
We need special music. Things have been going so well for her.
She had to come out and tell the world, Mike. She was molested.
Oh, no.
When she was... Well, let me just say it was her day.